Good morning. It's good to be with you all this morning, like always, and appreciate the opportunity to speak to you for just a few minutes this morning about the Word of God and the way He influences our lives. As this week's been going on, I had been studying for the lesson I was going to bring today, and at last minute, as some of you men may know, subjects get changed. And sometimes that's a good thing, because a lot of the times it's a subject that you need help with in your Christian walk. For those of you who may not know, hunting is my cup of tea. I just can't get enough of it. I wasn't born with any athletic abilities, so that kind of takes the place of that in my life. As some of you may know, this past week in Missouri is the starter rifle season. It's a big deal for a lot of people. And leading up to that, we know is the deer get more active because this is their mating time, and the bucks basically lose their minds and walk out in the middle of the street, and some people meet them with their cars. But this past week, I've been hunting consecutively every day, and I was determined I was going to shoot this great big buck that I had seen a couple weeks ago. I was determined I was going to get him. Well, guess what? I did not get him. And last night, my little brother, and for those of you that have, or the oldest sibling and have younger siblings, know the younger siblings like to rib the older siblings and give them a hard time all the time. Well, last night he was successful. And sitting there getting all these text messages of these pictures, and I started getting a little bent out of shape. And as I began to get bent out of shape, I started to think, how, who am I to get so upset about things like that? You know, I had started to get upset when the fact that I had hunted all week and just wasn't successful. Just didn't have any luck, as you would say. But Thursday morning, I had an opportunity at a really, really nice deer. A deer that a lot of guys that I know would be extremely happy and proud to call their own. Well, I passed up that opportunity in hopes of something better. Well, now I'm kind of kicking myself about it. But last night, after going back and seeing my brother as happy as he was with that deer, I began to think about how blessed I truly am to have the opportunities that I do in this life to do those kind of things. I am truly blessed beyond measure. I have access to hundreds of acres of privately owned property. I don't have to worry about anybody else coming and messing up my deer hunting. I have thousands of dollars of equipment that I don't really have to have, but I do. I've been blessed with a job that allows me to have those kind of things. As I began to walk back last night in the dark, I began to think about a certain parable in which Christ told. In Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 12, "And the younger of them said to his father, 'Give me the share of your property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all that he had, took a journey into a far country, And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, and sent to him into the fields to feed the pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one ever gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread to have enough bread, but I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but a while he was still a long way off, and his father saw him and felt compassion and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and alive again. He was lost and is found.' They began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard the music and dancing, and called one of the servants and asked, 'What are these things? What are?' And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and frustrated to go in. He was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entertained him. And he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this brother was dead and is alive, and he was lost and is found.'" I think often we sometimes put ourselves in the position of that older son, and think about people that are around us that may get their way versus you. You know, this is something that could be applied to a job. You go out of your way for many years in hopes for a promotion of some sort. But then somebody comes in that's maybe been there for 6 months and gets that promotion. I think it's hard for us and ourselves to take a step back and think, how blessed am I truly am? In the lesson that I had been preparing earlier in the week, I had done some research on cost. I found that if you live in Kansas City area and you make over $51,000 a year, you are considered above average. $51,000 a year, you are considered above average. I have been blessed in the position that I am at work to be considered above average. And you know, sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's not a good thing. Because we consume ourselves with money and sometimes greed of wanting more. You know what? I don't have to have those thousands of dollars worth of hunting gear that I've got. I would probably be a whole lot more successful and more content with probably out half of those things. But the Lord has blessed me in such a way that I'm able to have some of those really nice things. And I'm sure you can examine those own things within your own life that you have been blessed with. But truly, as Brother Bill said concerning the collection this morning, we are truly blessed beyond measure. How often do we stand back and look at the things we have in our lives and are thankful for them? You know, here I was sitting there getting kind of bent out of shape that here my younger brother showed me up again. But what I should have sat back and thought was the great opportunity I had to be outside and to enjoy God's wonderful creation every minute that I was there. To thank Him for providing me with those nice things. For thanking Him for providing me with the opportunity to hunt on such a nice piece of property. For providing me with the job and the family that supports such things. For providing me with Kara that hasn't killed me yet for bringing home dead animals when she doesn't have to put up with that, but she does. How often do we stand back and thank God for sending His Son to this earth to die and give His life for us, a bunch of sinners that are undeserving? How many times do we stand back and thank God for the brothers and sisters that sit in the pews next to us today? We take a lot of things for granted each and every day of our lives. You know, like I said, if you make above that $51,000, you're considered average. Think about a lot of the people in the world that don't live here, that don't have those opportunities, that may never make that amount of money in their entire life. And you know what? Probably a lot of them are a lot happier than we are. Because too often we get caught up in our earthly possessions or things that go on that aren't really that important in the grand scheme of things. In the end, nothing that we own in this life is really going to amount to a hill of beans when the Lord comes back. It doesn't matter how much money you have when you pass away from this life, because you're not taking it with you. What matters in the end is what we did with those things and how we lived our life as a Christian. Did we, our entire Christian walk, not thank the Lord for all those things and just kind of, you know, go about our life and, you know, parade ourselves around and be greedy? Or are we going to stand back every day and thank the Lord that His Son came here and died for us to give us hope of eternal life with Him someday? We have a tremendous amount of things to be blessed for. In the Red Book, as Brother Bill mentioned this morning, number 68, there's a song, Count Your Blessings. When upon life's billows you're tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Are you ever burdened with your load of care? Does your cross seem heavy you were called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and golds, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God hath done. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. See what God hath done. Truly, that is a blessing in our life. See what God hath done. So today I challenge you to look at your life and thank God for the many things that He has done for you and I. This morning as we close, we invite those that are outside of Christ to make that a priority in your life. God has given His Son so that all of us may have hope of eternal life with Him someday. God desires that no one perish. He wants us all to spend eternity with Him in heaven one day. Why would you not want to be there? You can literally come up with no excuse why it is not a good reason to give your life to the Lord and follow Him every day. I sure don't want to burn for the rest of eternity. I don't think you guys really do either. Make that a priority. Or if you have sinned and fallen away from God, make it right. We are not promised another day. We are not promised another second. If the Lord were to come right now, would you be ready? If you walk out this door today and you're killed in a car accident, are you ready? We have to be ready each and every day. So if you have sinned and fallen away or have not accepted the gift of our Savior, do that this morning. Do that this morning as we stand and as we sing the song that has been selected.